السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. شكرا for having me.
We appreciate you taking out the time also to enlighten our listeners. Now, first and foremost, to put us into perspective, what is pulmonary hypertension?
Pulmonary hypertension is categorized as high blood pressure in the lungs. So what happens is the arteries within the lungs become narrowed due to scarring or inflammation or many other reasons, which causes the blood pressure to rise in the lungs. And then this blood pressure then puts a strain on the heart to work harder in order to get sufficient oxygen to the muscles of the body. So that causes many symptoms.
Yes. Now, as you indicate, you know, starting with the lungs and then putting the pressure on the heart, but in terms of the entire body, what does pulmonary hypertension affect?
It affects both the heart and the lungs. Because the heart has to work harder, eventually the right side of the heart becomes enlarged and starts and begins to fail. This is usually towards the last stages of pulmonary hypertension.
You know, there may be people out there and they may be hearing about this and immediately they'd like to check out for the symptoms. Can you perhaps list for us some of the symptoms?
Some of the symptoms most commonly usually begin with shortness of breath or lightheadedness during activity. And then at first it's at rest, during activity. And then after, as the disease progresses, it's at rest as well. And then a fast heart rate, which is called palpitations, and then ankle or leg swelling, and a bluish tinge to the lips or skin, chest pain or pressure, which many patients describe as like an elephant sitting on their chest, dizziness or fainting, spells, fatigue, and weakness. Many of these are non-specific symptoms. So patients, what happens is patients are diagnosed long after they actually have pulmonary hypertension because they're often misdiagnosed with having other lung diseases with similar symptoms, such as these. World Pulmonary Hypertension Day is basically a day where people around the world focus on awareness for the disease or celebrate it or remember people that have passed away with the disease. So how the World PH Day started, 30 years ago in Spain, a child, the first child passed away with PH. And I think the child was 5 years old. So ever since then, they commemorate this day as World PH Day.
There is a straw test that people can do to enable them to experience sort of what it's like for a PH patient every day of their lives. Tell us how to do that test.
Okay, so if any normal person wants to experience sort of what it's like for a PH patient, just for a minute, all you have to do is take a straw, put it in your mouth, and then block your nose and breathe through a straw for 1 minute or more, and do something while you're breathing through the straw, and you'll sort of experience what it's like or the difficulty that PH patients have when they have to breathe.
Yes, I can imagine what that is like. May Allah save us all and make it easy for those who are affected. Now, Sister Sumaya, you are at the Pulmonary Hypertension Association of South Africa, today being the day that has been dedicated to this across the globe. What sort of activities did you engage in today to sort of create awareness?
Today we engaged more in social media awareness campaigns. So they have the Blue Lips Awareness Campaign, where people had to paint their lips blue and send a picture of themselves. Or we had it's where people wear something blue for the day to remember or to support patients with the condition. But in South Africa, we haven't like really had a formal function or formal activity because of the lack of funding at the moment. But hopefully in future, we do hope to have something for patients to be a part of, and as well as the public.
Yes, hopefully that, you know, there can be greater awareness with greater funding, greater awareness, and in that way we can curb these types of diseases from spreading. We appreciate your time. Jazakallah khair for your time on Radio Islam. All the best for future endeavors. May Allah accept all the efforts.
Ameen.
كم تذاكرنا زمانا يوم كنا سوا.
Yes, that was an interview taken out of the archives of Radio Islam International. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy on the marhuma and make it easy for the siblings as well as the mother of the marhuma. May Allah elevate her stages.